The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed it by that much. I'm talking about the Bills. Well, I should say Josh Allen versus the Rams. I think the whole team stayed on the plane. Josh Allen throws three touchdowns. He runs in three touchdowns. He had his hands on all three scoring opportunities there, and they just came up short.
What are the chances we score 42 points and we still didn't win? Like, how is that possible? That's how crazy that game was. There were points where, first of all, Tom Brady, who was commentating, kept losing his voice. And I was like, is he getting upset too? Like, it almost started to crack. I was like, is he going to cry?
The Bills finally got Tom Brady to cry by playing such bad defense, giving up 44.
And I turned to Steve. I go, do we have less men on the field? Like, there was a point in time when they were running, and I was like, I feel like we don't have a full team on the field of defense. He's like, no, they're all out there. I'm like, what are they doing?
Playing out in crazy. LA. Some of the players might have been at Disney or Universal. They never made it to the game. Who knows? It was all Josh Allen versus the Rams. Amazing. He is Superman. Whew. He can do no wrong. I mean, he's amazing how much he can do.
Yeah, I didn't catch the game last night, but watching all the recaps, couldn't have told you what stadium and then who they played until it said SoFi Stadium. And I was like, oh, I know that. It's where the Eras Tour movie was filmed.
SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium, yeah.
In L.A.
That's where the Eras Tour movie was filmed.
That's how you relate to the Bills playing yesterday, Taylor Swift?
There's always a Taylor Swift connection.
Wow.
Ah.
Okay. Well, Taylor Swift could have helped us on defense. I wish she was there. She could have made some tackles for us.
Somebody, anybody.
Yeah. We got to get more into Tay-Tay. She's taking a break now. She had her last concert last night. That's coming up on a beat. Oh, last night was Taylor Swift's final concert for the big tour she's been doing for a while now.
The Eras Tour. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe, like, I grew up with Taylor Swift. I remember when she was on 92.5 WBEE singing Teardrops on My Guitar and Tim McGraw. And there was a song where it was, I hope you turn your radio on. And she went through and re-recorded it. So it was, I hope you turn WBEE on. Yeah. I asked for her debut CD. I got it for Christmas. We went to Midtown to get it. And now, 18 years later, she just did the world's largest tour. She's been in this very room. She performed at Guitars and Stars years ago. So I just love Taylor Swift.
I was at an event and a mom and daughter come up and goes, whoa, it's over. I said, what? And I'm looking around. What's
it's
over?
Over.
It's over. They go, the tour. Tonight's the last night. They were telling me that yesterday. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what are we going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? They're so into Tay-Tay. That's what they were telling me. I hope she takes a well-deserved break, comes back full country, goes all in where she started. That would be so cool.
Well, she's re-releasing all of her albums, and she has yet to re-release her debut album, her country album. So stay tuned. And almost every single new release, she's added songs. So there could be some new Tay-Tay songs coming.
How about for stocking stuffer, the whole friendship bracelet thing that she made so big, and it's a DIY thing, and you can make it special. Would you be cool if some friends put that in your stocking?
I would love some friendship bracelets. I just saw on TikTok this weekend, somebody took, you know, those denim jackets with the fringe?
Okay.
They replaced the fringe in the back with all of their different friendship bracelets so that they could wear them. I saw people making Christmas ornaments out of them.
Okay. That's really creative. I would have never thought of that. The fringe, friendship bracelets. TJ, maybe we should make up some cute for Hope, put in her stocking.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I haven't made a friendship bracelet in many moons.
I never have, so this would be a first for me.
I used to have the little strings. Do you know the little strings that you used to have to weave?
Yeah.
In and out and out. I was kind of a professional at that.
Kind of?
Yeah. Like, I was pretty good at it.
And were you big at summer camp?
I was. You know it.
Everybody came to you.
I was like, what do you want? You want a diamond design? More of a chevron look? What are we going for here?
I want bedazzle. Can you bedazzle the friendship?
Put some beads in there. It's going to cost you a little extra, but yeah.
Oh, wow. So
no, I used to love making those things. There's something meditative about it. It's like crocheting or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought Tay-Tay started the friendship bracelet. Oh, no.
No.
Did you know?
Teach-I.
Yeah. Back in the day, that was her thing, and she was sought out for those skills. The bridge is back.
Yes, the Pont de Rennes Bridge that connects High Falls across the gorge after over 18 months of construction is back open. Better than ever. There's some new benches up there. There's like a roof thing on the little bench area that's in the shape of the Rochester symbol.
Nice.
This is very exciting. Got to walk across it going over to the Jenny Keg Tree lighting. Me and a ton of other people all had the same idea to park over here by the studio at the High Falls parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Trucked over. And then on the way out, there was a dog that had pooped on the bridge.
Oh,
and everybody who walked by was like, this bridge hasn't even been open for 6 hours. They did the ribbon cutting Friday afternoon. And there was already dog poop on it.
Lazy dog owners. I guess they thought they were christening it for good luck, the bridge. Which, come on. Where's the baggie? Be responsible. It's so beautiful. It's new. No one wants to be stepping on that by accident.
If you haven't learned anything yet about Rochester, know that we love our bridges. We love our bridges when we can walk on them.
Yeah.
We love our lift bridges, especially our swing bridges. You know, it's a big deal, Bo. Like, people love this footbridge, but also like the one in Irondequoit, the swing bridge. That's back open now. The outlet bridge, I should say. So everybody turns out to see the bridge open and close.
The
hydraulics.
I get all that, but bring a dog bag with you. Pick up after your fur baby. Come on. Now, I remember the older bridge here had the locks on it. It was a love thing.
Mm-hmm.
Proposing,
oh, yeah.
Dating. Did you notice any locks on the new bridge?
I did not see any locks on the new bridge. I don't know what they did with them when they took the old bridge apart, but it's like all completely brand new.
All right. It's got that new bridge smell, huh?
Yes.
Or you're smelling something else because of a lazy dog owner. Anyway, I'm glad it's back open. It helps us walk across there. And yeah.
Now we can get to the brewery quicker.
Exactly.
Which, bottom line is, that's what we all need.